This is issue zero of the 3 million years audio boom. Trial run to see if I can actually get this thing working. How good it sounds, I don't know. So this is just a trial for the sort of things I'm going to be having on these audio booms on a hopefully a regular basis over what's going to be coming up on 3 million years and what's been happening on 3 million years. Currently, at the moment, by the time you get this, I should have finished the reviews for the Zula Comics entries for April. They should be coming up online around the 10th of April on a pretty much regular daily basis. Some short reviews, some thoughts on what I liked on them. From what I've seen, very good month. Very wide variety of comic strips in there. Very tough competition anyway. Also coming up are some reviews on the Comixology iPhone comics that are available. I've got a Clash of the Titans prequel, which claims to be giving some of the history of the Kraken. Haven't seen the new movie yet. I've seen the original, which is a classic. So I might not be able to give any comparison on how that compares to the real thing. Maybe get some guest information on that one. Also available on the Comixology app is the House of 12 monthly comic, which is supposedly a Comixology exclusive comic by different artists in probably an anthology format. So I will be seeing how that one looks as well. Again, review will be up this month, hopefully within the next week or so. In conjunction with Comixology, Marvel have produced their own iPhone app, which at first glance seems very similar to the Comixology app. And at the moment, I don't actually see the point in getting it because it has the same catalogue as what Comixology have already provided, unless Marvel are planning on to release maybe some digital exclusive comics. It doesn't make sense that you're getting that one and the Comixology app. I'd rather get the comics that have the Comixology app and have all the different titles coming from IDW, Boom, Comixology themselves, and anything else that Comixology strike a deal with. As I say, the Marvel catalogue at the moment is exactly the same as what Comixology are supplying. In exactly the same format. Marvel have got a lot of digital exclusive stuff that they can do to paying members. Why not do that to the people with the apps? A lot of their stuff is not in continuity with the Marvel Universe as a whole. A little bit of the Secret Invasion stuff, but nothing really here. Also, coming up on 3millionyears.co.uk is my first full-length comic that I made called Alone. Is actually available as a paper hard copy from lulu.com, but free online starting the middle of this month, finishing off the New Hope comic that I also, the next episode that I next finished. I'm also hoping to add to the selection of reviews for webcomics on there and carry on adding those. I've got a massive backlog on webcomics that I need to add. When I find time, I will do it. You can contact me at Michael Nimmo at 3millionyears.co.uk or through my website, 3millionyears.co.uk. 3 million years, referring to the amount of years that the mining ship Red Dwarf was away from Earth. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in touch soon. Goodbye.